What's up, Oos? Main event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So let's get to Darlene, who's a stay-at-home mom, but she don't want to be very long. Hey, Darlene.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, you're on the voice disguiser, so nobody can recognize your voice.
Okay, great.
All right, so you're a stay-at-home mom now. How old is your child or children?
He is just a little over a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're a stay-at-home mom, but you're ready to get back to work. Why don't you give us your history, where you worked before, what's going through your head now?
Well, I actually never really got to work. I didn't finish my degree because I got married and I had a baby. And my husband is very traditional. He believes that there should be a stay-at-home parent, of course, a stay-at-home mom. And he wanted me to stay home and not work and, you know, have dinner ready on the table and have the house clean. Very traditional housewife. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I can do it, and I can't. I'm bored, and I'm losing friends, and I'm not social anymore.
Have you told him about this frustration?
I have, and he really doesn't want to discuss it any further. He believes in what he believes, and he's very old-fashioned, and I'm kind of rebelling.
So this is almost like your husband was seeking out, before you guys got married, he was seeking out a woman that was on the same page as he was as far as, like, staying home goes? I mean, this was, like, a really big deal to him?
Totally big deal. I mean, this is what he believes. I mean, this is what his mother did. So he, of course, wanted a woman. You know, all men want what their mothers, they say. And there is that part of me that's just, it's not me. I thought that I could do it, but I really can't. And I'm kind of defying his orders, if you must.
Orders.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's important to point out that you agreed to this when you got married because, you, like you said, you thought you could do it. I'm just saying that because
Melissa
people,
loves consistency here, and this is where you and I differ.
I think that there are going to be people that are going to be critical because I think when you get into a relationship and you marry somebody, then I think the conversation on whether you want children or not should already have taken place. You know, the money issue should already take place because some of these things are so hardcore that once you get into a relationship, you're not going to be able to change that person and their feelings, and it's hard to compromise on certain things. But she agreed to it and realized she can't do it.
There's another level to this that we'll get to in a second. And here's what I said about marriage, too, you know, from a guy that's been with the same woman for 16 years and married 13 now, is that you change so much in the course of the time that you're with each other that it is certainly possible to me that you marry a woman that believes this strongly in one thing, but then over the years, as she's changing, she becomes somebody else. And I think part of staying with each other for so long is having to change with that person.
Doesn't sound like he's willing to do that, though.
Well, you know what happened? He gave me a little bit of an inkling. He said maybe, you know, after he's a little older, maybe. So it kind of gave me this impression of, well, you know, maybe there is hope down the road.
Wow.
But for right now, you are at home with this child.
Now, there's another level to this also that you're almost thinking about taking a job without him knowing about it?
Yes, I actually took courses online, and I actually got my degree in the field that I started out in, and I actually got a job. I was offered a great job. I got my degree in December. I got a great job, and I start the job on Monday.
Oh, you've already
wow.
got it.
And so you just haven't told him.
I haven't told him, and I am going to put our son in daycare on with today. I'm Thursday. as a trial. I want to see how it goes Thursday and Friday before I actually start on Monday. And I have it all figured out. He doesn't get home until about 6:30, 7:30. And I would get home about 5:30. Dinner would be all set.
Brilliant. I think it's great because one thing you can count on is Atlanta traffic.
Danielle, good morning. You are on Q100. Hello.
Hey, I just wanted to say I think Darlene's really privileged to have the opportunity to stay home from work with her children or child. And I think that, or it's proven that ages 0 to 5 are so important for a child's cognitive development. If she can stay home with her child, even for just one more year, well, he'll be.
It's not what she wants to do. It's not what she wants to do.
And I think producer Tracy made a great point yesterday. We talked about this because producer Tracy was talking about how she struggles being a working mom because she has an inner desire to be a stay-at-home mom. And her point was, look, as a woman, you got to figure out what's best for you. And by doing that, it's better for the child. So if you're home miserable as a stay-at-home mom, how is that going to help the child?
Darlene, what would happen? No. See, I've known guys like this, too. I'm going to sort of argue out of both sides of my mouth because, as I just said to Melissa, you know, when you're in a relationship for a long time, people change. And they evolve so much that I think in strong relationships, those are the ones where people can evolve with each other and accept change. But I also, on the other hand, know guys that this is such a hot issue with that they feel that if the child is not with mom at home in those formidable years, that you're scarring their children. That you're hurting their children, and they're so focused on it that Darlene's husband here may be one of those guys where he feels like it's almost abusive not to be at home.
See, and I'm so fascinated by that because I'm fascinated by men like that where it's not a matter of them being home with their kid. It's the mom being home with the kid. You know what I'm saying? Like for her to so 1950s have to be home and have dinner on the table for him and make sure everything's done when he gets home. It just, you know, it's fascinating to me how men's minds work that they're not thinking about all that entails and they're not picking up, you know, some of the slack for
it. Would that be an option for you, Darlene? Would he stay home while you went to work?
No way.
Not a chance.
No way.
Yeah. All right, here's Brian. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. Hey. What's up?
I actually think that if she can actually get a job where she goes and comes home before he gets home and still has the housely duties and the food on the table, that he shouldn't ever have a problem with it. You know, she should be actually get out and do what she wants to do with her life.
Even if she can't do her wifely duties, like, you still shouldn't have a problem with it because they should be able to find a compromise. Like, if you're considering wifely duty, you know, whatever, preparing dinner every night, then they can find a trade-off. You know, she does Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He does Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, they hire a housekeeper with the money that she's going to be making.
Yeah, it's not the point that she can't work. The point is that he wants her in the house all the time to raise their children.
I love wifely duties.
Yeah, I don't agree. Awesome. I never agree with you doing something behind your partner's back and having a whole different life that they don't know about. But he also is being inflexible. So I do, I mean, for this to work, there has to be a compromise. I agree with Jeff. Like, you know, you have to have a serious conversation with him. And he's not your father. He's your husband.
You got to think about the day, Darlene, that he walks in the door and finds out that you've been working and your child has been in daycare and how angry and hurt he is going to be by you really living this other life that he had no idea about. What a breach of trust.
But she's
that
only
is.
Doing it for a couple of weeks, right?
Right.
Well, how sad. It just has what's out of a relationship that y'all just are at such an impasse that you can't even communicate.
And what are you planning to do with the extra money? I'm just wondering where the money you're making, where's that going, in your own bank account or his?
Oh, for him not to notice it? Because
he's going to notice a big money change.
Well, I have my own account, and I thought that it would be for our son's education. Well, I will eventually tell him, and it's not that I'm enjoying doing this behind his back, but it was almost a challenge to me to see if I can actually do it and pull it off and then say, you know, and then tell him that I have been able to pull this off and I have been doing this.
Like, to prove to him that it, I don't know.
That's
I don't
too
just
much
sound
stress.
So.
And if he's that old traditional kind of mentality, too, he is going to take that as such a swipe at his ego.
And when you're starting a new job, you want to put in a lot of extra hours and extra effort, and you're going to need the support of your spouse to do that. You know what I mean? You're going to come home tired.
Like, what are you going to do when you have a bad day at work? Like, who do you...
Right.
I'm so tired. Yeah.
Okay, let's switch, you know, because we always talk about being fair, you know, to both genders. And it's like, well, if you switch the roles and the woman is being so demanding of her man to the point that it's making him crazy and he wants to leave, she'd be this bitchy woman. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I just feel like, are we, you know, he to me sounds the same. He's being so demanding and so, like, uncompromising that it's driving her away from the marriage. And, you know, I think that, you know, how do we get him to be, you know, like for a guy and a guy's mentality, how do you get him to be more flexible and save his own marriage?
I don't know.
Instead of it being all on her.
What was that thing that Chili said when she was in here about guys and women? The analogy was something
remember.
Like, it was something about guys get into relationships
to keep it the same and women get in it to, or
to change them.
Yeah. Change them.
Yeah, she said it more eloquently, and she's a lot hotter than you, but it was close.
Right.
It was close.
Hey, Trina, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, my fear with her is if she does this behind his back, if he feels so strongly about it, that when he does find out about it, he's going to be so hurt, and he will end up divorcing her.
Yeah, this is going to be a real shot. A real shot for him on a couple of different levels.
I don't agree with what she's doing. I just don't understand how you cannot have a conversation. I find it sad when you cannot be in a relationship with somebody you can talk to. I just find that tragic.
It's hard. Yeah, she's not happy in any one of these aspects.
Yeah, I feel like you guys could come up with some sort of compromise.
This thing is going to blow up big time. Darlene, we got to check.
Part-time work? Yeah. I don't know.
We got to check back with you next week to see if you took the job. Or,
you're fun. You're our new pet.
I would suggest you got to have that blowout this weekend because it's going to be ugly. I'm telling you, if he's dug in this deep for so long, this is going to be a really uncomfortable situation, but it's not going to be nearly as uncomfortable as the situation you're going to have with him if he finds out after you take the job and you go to work.
I think the marriage is in trouble anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
You have big-time communication problems.
I'm going to take all of this into consideration. I will probably have a talk with him this weekend. I probably should.
Yeah.
How about tonight?
Yeah, why wait? All right. Darlene, we'll talk to you next week, okay?
All right.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm hoping that when she says, look, I got my degree behind your back. I got this job behind your back. I felt forced to do this behind your back because you will not compromise. I mean, I don't know. I just.
That's going to be a bomb.
I just cannot believe what year is he living in.
The Burt Show.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.